High school. What I always loved most about middle school was that it was separate and different from home. I could go there and be Olivia Pullman, not Via, which is my name at home. Via was what they called me in elementary school too. Back then everyone knew all about us, of course. Mum used to pick me up after school and August was always in the stroller. There wasn't a lot of people who were equipped to babysit for Augie, so Mum and Dad brought him to all my class plays and concerts and recitals, all the school functions, the bake sales and the book fairs. My friends knew him. My friends' parents knew him. My teachers knew him. The janitor knew him. "Hey, how you doing, Augie?" he'd always say and give August a high five. August was something of a fixture at PS 22. But in middle school, a lot of people didn't know about August. My old friends did, of course, but my new friends didn't. Or if they knew, it wasn't necessarily the first thing they knew about me. Maybe it was the second or third thing they'd heard about me. "Olivia? Yeah, she's nice. Did you hear she has a brother who's deformed?" I always hated that word, but I knew it was how people described Augie. And I knew those kinds of conversations probably happened all the time out of earshot, every time I left the room at a party or bumped into groups of friends at the pizza place. And that's okay. I'm always going to be the sister of a kid with a birth defect. That's not the issue. I just always don't want to be defined that way. The best thing about high school is that hardly anybody knows me at all. Except Miranda and Ella, of course, and they know not to go around talking about it. Miranda, Ella and I have known each other since the first grade. What's so nice is we never have to explain things to one another. When I decided I wanted them to call me Olivia instead of Via, they got it without me having to explain. They've known August since he was a little baby. When we were little, our favourite thing to do was play dress-up with Augie, load him up with feather boas and big hats and Hannah Montana wigs. He used to love it, of course, and we thought he was adorably cute in his own way. Ella said he reminded her of a E.T. She didn't say this to be mean, of course, though maybe it was a little bit mean. The truth is, there's a scene in the movie when Drew Barrymore dresses E.T. in a blonde wig, and that was a ringer for Augie in our Miley Cyrus heyday. Throughout middle school, Miranda, Ella and I were pretty much our own little group, somewhere between super popular and well-liked. Not brainy, not jocks, not rich, not druggies, not mean, not goody-goody, not huge, not flat. I don't know if the three of us found each other because we were so alike in so many ways, or that because we found each other, we'd become so alike in so many ways. We were so happy when we all got into Faulkner High School. It was such a long shot that all three of us would be accepted, especially when almost no one else from our middle school was. I remember how we screamed into our phones the day we got our acceptance letters. This is why I haven't understood what's been going on with us lately, now that we're actually in high school. It's nothing like how I thought it would be.